5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench. Hour number two. Joe Lisi coming up in a little bit toward the bottom of the hour. And then we'll finish up with Joe as we do every Thursday night with a double shot. Bartender, give me a double shot of that over there. Give me another one of those. Carver High with me tonight. He's very busy. Anyway, the Seahawks had a safety, Carver High. Did you actually see it go down?
Yes, it was actually a hold in the end zone on the guard. So hold in the end zone is a safety. There you go.
There you go. And now I'm watching... This Tulsa game, 21 seconds left. I don't know what's happened. I know they have a first down. I know they were first and 20, so somehow they got the 20 yards. This guy Bryn just keeps coming up big. The fourth and 13, the fourth and 15 for the touchdown pass. Now he's trying to go for it again, but he's at the around the 37 of Tulane. Clock's still running. Down to 10 seconds left. He's got to snap the ball and throw it down on the carpet. And now they'll have one last shot at the end zone. And I give him no chance whatsoever to complete a 45-yard bomb into the end zone. He's not Kyler Murray. The third-string hack, Bryn, going to throw another touchdown miracle. Maybe we're going to see a Thanksgiving miracle here at Carver High.
Anything can happen. At all times, anything can happen. I learned that. Last Sunday.
Well, he threw, you learned it hard. Now this guy, he already threw one on fourth and 15, a rope for a touchdown. We got a timeout on the field. This will take 10 minutes. And then I'm watching Zona and Seattle now, 25-21, 7-10 and rolling left in the game up in Seattle. And the Seahawks have the rock. So we got a lot going on this hour. Don't go anywhere. Grab a cold freshie, crack it, and snap it.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, for on the bench, he's no Kyler Murray. He's got no chance to throw a 40-yard Hail Mary into the corner and have his guy leap up like Hopkins and catch it until Brent did it. Third stringer threw the Hail Mary, and the guy caught it for a touchdown. Johnson with the leaping grab. He looked like Hopkins, and with three defenders all over him, he caught it in the back of the end zone for Tulsa on the last play of the game, and they have tied Tulane at 21s in this crazy game at Tulsa. It's 21 apiece going to overtime. Carver High, can you even believe it? I said that before the break. Go, what's he going to do? Pull a Kyler Murray? Good luck. And then he did it.
He gave you the business. There it was.
Well, look, we already said the guy's going to get some leg tonight for sure at the frat party because he came in the third stringer, made a name for himself. He threw the fourth and 15 rope for a touchdown, and then he throws a Hail Mary with no time left, and they catch it. You got to be kidding me. I mean, that was a 40-yard bomb into the corner, and a guy caught it. It was the same play as Hopkins, the other, but it was to the other corner, to the right corner. I couldn't even believe what I just saw. I mean, that is just crazy. I mean, what do you say to that? Other than, I mean, holy Shaq Diesel. Anyway, Kanter picks up his option with the Celtics. So Enes Kanter is going to be playing in Boston still. I'm just looking at some of these guys. Austin Rivers declines his option, so the Rockets guard will enter free agency after opting out of the deal. Does it not seem like everybody wants out of Houston? Like the whole team? No, I mean, no one wants to play for them. Literally. It's crazy. So the Seahawks are on the move, Carver High, down to the 15-yard line of Zona. Here is this NFL Thursday night game is winding down. There's just under 4 minutes left.
We could use a Russell Wilson touchdown pass here, Scotty.
For the prop you have going?
Over 2.5 TD passes for Wilson. Of course, he had two very early in the game. Their third touchdown was on a run. We could use a passing touchdown from Russ here.
Did you see, now they're at the 12-yard line, did you see Stafford's wife, Matt Stafford's wife, going off on the governor of Michigan?
See that.
Yes, saying she's a dictator. she's been through a lot, that woman. She had all kinds of cancer and everything, remember? She survived that. She's entitled to say whatever she wants. A lot of people can't stand that governor, Whitmer, in Michigan. They hate her. Remember the people tried to kill her? There was like an assassination attempt on her? Like these two guys were...
Oh, no.
What happened?
They got
Don't tell me.
Fumbled the ball.
Pitch, oh, God.
And Cardinals might have it here.
Yeah, Cardinals have it. Wait a minute. I don't know. They still haven't signaled it.
No. If he put his hand up straight, which usually means...
No, it's still Seattle ball, right?
Wow.
I don't know who's got the ball.
They're still going through the pile here.
It's a huge pile. It's still Seattle ball. They would have already gone crazy for... I think Hyde still got it. He's not giving it up. Who are they giving it to? That's Arizona's ball. The guy at Arizona had the ball. How about Hyde fumbling that ball? He had it like 9 times, and he just let someone take it right out of his arms.
Hyde's got the ball down. He's down with it.
Oh, you think?
It's going
to
be
so they're going to give it to him right there?
They're going to show you a real close slow-mo. He's down. His butt's on the ground. He's got the ball under his arm. They're going to call him down right there. They got a good replay of it.
Oh, so you're going to call him down once he recovers it?
Yes. Right? I know you're. I'm looking at it.
He's got the ball right there down. You're right.
Yeah, he's down.
We'll see if they get that call, though. It's very important. Both of these games, we got massive action going on here tonight.
But why get tricky there with that? Like, you know, why do the pitch? If you want to run the ball, just run the ball. I don't know.
Yeah, with the option that they just ran, that was dangerous, right? So now this guy, Davis Brent, enters the game in the third quarter, third string quarterback. He goes 18 of 26 for 266 yards and two touchdowns. Both of them, one of them a fourth and 13, and then another one fourth and 15. That was a touchdown pass, a rope over the middle into the back of the end zone, and the game was on the line right there because they were down. That tied it. Then he throws a Hail Mary with no time left in the game at all, zero on the clock, throws a Hail Mary 40-yard strike into the corner, and they tie the game up. Now they're in overtime. Tulsa has the ball, and it'll be second and two. They gain eight on their first down run. So it's absolutely crazy, the football games that are going on here tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm digging it. So I guess they gave the ball back to Seattle, and then Arizona's challenging that call. Is that what happened? That'll take 10 minutes.
Yes.
I'm more into this college game.
It'll take 10 minutes.
It will take 10 minutes. I mean, it'll take forever, won't it? I think it will. Anyway, did you see your boy Andy Dalton is, I guess, over his... They're thrown into the corner, dropped it, no flag. Just a good play by a corner, no flag. So it's third down now. I don't understand. They said it was second and 10. I could have sworn it was second and two. But now it's second and 10. I guess they must have had a first down. They must have had a flag or something. So now it's second and 10 for Tulsa. It was. They got a flag. Now they're at the 11-yard line. Second and 10. They can only get a first down at the 1-yard line. Overtime now in Tulsa. 21 apiece between Tulane and Tulsa. As we give you the skinny of everything going on. The guy runs. He gets tripped up. He saw the end zone. He saw daylight and light at the end of the tunnel. He was going to score the touchdown, but he got tripped up shoelaces. But anyway, Andy Dalton, that he's back from his concussion, right? But did you see that he still can't taste or smell off of the COVID?
I mean, come on. So look, I get there are some people that have reported that, right? And it lingers.
Yeah, of course.
That those symptoms do linger for a while. But
Brin's in trouble. He's going to throw it away. Throws it in the end zone. Oh, my God. How did the guy not pick it off? The quarterback just had the dumbest play. He was getting sacked, so he threw it away. But he didn't throw it away. He threw it right into a pile of players. And the guy for Tulane dropped the ball right in his hands, the cornerback, right in his hands. Game over. He catches it. They get the ball. Then they go down, score, win. And he dropped the ball. Dropped the ball. Unbelievable. And he's like, he's ashamed of himself. You should be ashamed of yourself, son. So. Now they can't score a touchdown. The most Tulsa can get is a field goal here to take a 3-point lead. And their terrible defense is going to have to stop Tulane, who's basically scored at will tonight on them. Is that about right? I mean, the last time they ran the ball 70 yards on a kickoff and then threw a pass to the tight end for a touchdown, they scored in about two plays. So I think Tulane's got the upper hand right now. In this game, they're down three. They got to just go down and score. Game over. You win. Score a touchdown. You win. Either way, they're covering. So if you got the 5 and a hook, you're good. And if you got 6 like me, it's even better.
And meanwhile, in the other game, things are getting dicey now. Seattle's lining up for a field goal, and he will make it. They're going to go up 7. So Arizona's going to get a chance here with the ball, Scotty.
A chance to tie it on a touchdown, right? So they're going to have a 2-minute window to score and see if Kyler Murray can lead him down the field on the two-minute drill and get in the end zone and tie the game and send it to overtime. Remember the first time they played, that game went to overtime, right? And Arizona beat them by three on a field goal. So we got a great ending in both of these games tonight, NFL and college.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. In overtime, second possession now, they flipped. So Tulane kicked the field goal to tie it at 24 on 4th and 7. They decided to kick the field goal, and the kid made it. So now it's 24 all, and the Waves still have the ball. Freshman quarterback in. And then on the other side, the third stringer, Brent, is in. He's actually lit it up. Joe Lisi's with us, College Football Today. Every Thursday night, you can hear Joe on the bench like clockwork. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great, Scotty. Watching these Thursday night games, you need to be on a respirator. It's crazy over here. It really is. It's like it takes your breath away. This kid, Brent. In the Tulsa game, he should play the lottery. I mean, it's amazing how he's on fire on fourth down here.
So he threw a 4th and 13, a pass that the guy Clark, arm tackle, guy breaks free and gets the first down, then the face mask. Then on 4th and 15, he throws the rope touchdown in the back of the end zone to tie the game. Then they give up the bomb to the tight end touchdown. Then they go down 4th or whatever. It's the last play of the game from the 40-yard line. The guy throws a Hail Mary into the corner, and the guy pulls off Johnson pulls off the Hopkins catch for the touchdown. They tie it. They go to overtime. The thing I wanted to get your reaction on, Joe, is the Tulsa pimp hat on the sideline that the players are wearing.
I love it. I think it's great, right? I mean, did you see it? After he scored the touchdown, he puts on the pimp hat like he's walking down old school 42nd Street. It's amazing here. It's great.
This is a great game. I have to tell you, I middled it. I took Tulsa, and I had Tulane in 6 when it opened up and moved to 5.5 today, whatever, on FanDuel. What do you think of the job? I mean, Tulane has punched Tulsa in the mouth tonight. They've done whatever they wanted against them. I'm a little surprised. They should have won the game. I mean, they let Tulsa get back into this with a third-string quarterback. It really is unbelievable, and they're about to score right now. But he throws a pick. Your boy throws a pick, and now the guy's going to go hizzy. And then what does that turn into in overtime, Joe? The touchdown.
I don't know, because I'm on a delay, Scotty. I'm watching it on the computer talking to you right now, so they're still on 3rd and goal. So I got to watch this play. But I guess Michael Pratt threw the pick, huh? And Michael Pratt's been, you know, a good quarterback. I mean, he stepped in for Keon Howard. He's played well entering this game, 14 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. There's the pick. Does he run it back?
Yeah, he went
hizzy. It's a tough game over. And they cover the 5.5. That's what I need. That's exactly what I needed. All right,
well,
baby. Well, something rolls our way.
I pushed on Tulane with the 6. So
at least
I hit Tulsa to win. That's unbelievable.
Well, I was on Tulane last week against the Army. That was one of my better bets. They knocked that line down when we were on Thursday night, down from 5.5 down to 2.5. By game time, they were running the football effectively. But the inconsistency of Michael Pratt, I mean, still a freshman. You saw the bad read there. I mean, you know, if they can run the football, they're effective. But that's what Tulsa did. They shut him down in the second half, and and forced them to beat them, and they couldn't do it. So credit Tulsa. Slow start each and every week, but they find ways to get it done. So solid home win for the Golden Hurricane.
How about this quarterback throwing that pick, the freshman? He's like crying on the sideline. His teammates are consoling him. And the linebacker goes at least whatever, 90 yards for the hizzy. Pick six, game over, 30-24. That was a wild college football game tonight. You can't deny it. They had no business winning that game, Tulsa, Joe.
No, they didn't. And last week against SMU as well, they didn't deserve to win, right? Down 21-0 in the first half, but found a way to pick that victory up 20-24. So, I mean, they're a slow-starting team and did it against UCF as well. So they're the comeback kids. I'm curious to see how they play when they play Cincinnati later in the year. So that's going to be a great matchup if Cincinnati knocks off UCF this weekend.
All right, here's Arizona now within striking distance. 45 seconds left in the game. Kyler Murray's just threw to Fitz at near the goal line, and it was, you know, deflected, incomplete. I don't think I don't know. They definitely ran into him before the ball got there. They definitely he has a gripe. Fitzgerald's right. He got interfered with. Look at this play, Joe. You can't tell me he didn't get run into before that ball came down. All right, we're going to get we lost Joe for a second. We'll try to get him back on. But anyway, he threw a pass to Fitzgerald in the end zone. It looked like he was going to catch it for the touchdown, but he got bumped before the ball landed in his hands, and he definitely got hit before that thing came down. So Arizona has every gripe in the world that was pass interference. No call. And now it's 3rd and 10 with 45 seconds left. And I think they've called timeout, unless I'm mistaken, in this game. But it's just crazy. The end of these games is just insanity, Carver High. I'm losing my mind.
These games are wild.
They are. I mean, it is just insane. I cannot believe what I saw with that Tulsa game. The kid throws a Hail Mary touchdown at the end of the game. No time left. Last play of the game. Throws a 40-yard bomb for a score to Johnson. They tie it, go to overtime. They both kick field goals. Then Tulane goes down, throws a pick six, and the guy goes like 90 yards for the hizzy score. 30-24 was the final. Now, I had Tulane at 6, so I pushed. But I hit Tulsa to win on the money line, so I can live with that. Seattle calls a timeout here, up 7, 28-21, 45 seconds left. And it's just crazy. Anyway, just so you know, we lost Joe. We're having some issues. But I will tell you, at the very least, because I think it's if we don't get him back, because I have no idea if we're going to be able to get him back, his best picks for this week, which would be safe to say a good idea. What do you think, Carver High, if I give out his best picks?
You absolutely have to give out Joe's picks.
All right. So UCF plus 5.5 over Cincinnati. I like that play. I'm on UCF to upset Cincinnati outright. Here he is thrown into the corner, drops it. Oh, God, on 3rd and 10, he had the guy wide open to in the corner, but the ball was floated a little bit. Maybe that's that shoulder problem. Did you see this play, Carver? He kind of floated it to him. The guy was wide open, but the ball got there late.
Yeah, because I don't think it had enough zip on it, Scotty. It looked like it was floating to him a little bit quicker.
Right.
No, it might have got to him there right in the corner.
It was a great throw right in his hands. It hit him in the hands, but both corners got over there. The safety in the corner got over there to knock it down. Now it's 4th and 10, and I had Seattle in this game minus the 2.5. Here we go. It's 4th down. Oh, he's sacked. Game over. Seattle wins. There you go. Did you have Seattle in this game, Carver High?
I liked Seattle to win the game. I only played props tonight, but I did think Seattle was going to win.
Okay, so LSU. -2.5 over Arkansas. And then I just got to look on my sheets because I don't think I went with that. I think I went. I did. I took Arkansas and the 2.5 over LSU. And then his other best pick was Kentucky plus 31 against Alabama. I like that pick. I like Alabama to win, but not cover the 31. His other picks, not best picks, but his other plays that he's pushing this week are Nebraska minus 15.5 over Illinois. I don't think Nebraska can beat anybody by 15.5. So I think Nebraska can win the game, but I don't think they cover that big number. I think that game will be a lot better than that. I think it'll be close. And then Auburn minus 11 over Tennessee. I'm down with that pick. I'm laying 10 when it opened. It was one of my top ranked plays. So I like a lot of his plays, but I guess three of them. And I don't like the LSU play. I don't like the Nebraska play. It is what it is. Overall, our boy Joe Lisi from College Football Today, 31-21 on the season. His best picks, 6 games over 500 on the season. So there you go.
Joe styling this year with the picks, Joe Lisi.
Well, we love Joe Lisi. A very unfortunate predicament we're in right now, Carver High. How would you describe the loss of Joe on the show tonight due to technical difficulties? I'm very flustered. I'm very frustrated because
I know.
What will I do without Joe Lisi for not only tonight, but for all of next week as well? I won't see Joe Lisi until we're into December.
Yeah, I mean, it is a tough loss. We love having Joe to set up the college football weekend, but we've got some things going on. We'll have to get through it, and we'll just have you run through a couple of these games in the last segment here coming up.
So, really, I think since I'm not going to be – I mean, we did a lot of them on Coast to Coast today, right? A lot of the college and all of the pro picks. So the radio audience is certainly different on Sports Grid Radio overnight. So why don't we go through when we – come back, we'll go through all of the college plays at the very least. And if I can squeeze in the pro plays, I will. You just go to PharrellOnTheBench.com to get all the picks anyway, right? Just go to my website and get the picks. It's a piece of cake. Everybody loves the website. It's simple. It's easy. Pain-free. Everybody's happy. People dig it. And I hit lots of bets and make people lots of money. Everybody digs it. Can you dig it? So there you go. All eyes are on my Indiana Hoosiers going to the Shoe in Columbus to take on the number 3 Buckeyes. All right, Pharrell on the Bench with you. Your boy Lou Holtz has the Hanta, Carver High. He's tested positive for COVID-19. He's currently recovering. Not a lot of energy for old Lou. Not a good situation. We don't want to lose Lou Holtz to the COVID. Pharrell, soup and sandwiches around 60 sounds super on a Saturday. Sounds swell. I'll see you then, and we'll kick off the game around 6-ish. So he's got the Hanta now, and everybody's got it. What do you think, Carver High? Do you think that because you know they've made everyone, you can't go to restaurants now after 10, no bars after 10, no gatherings over 10 people. They're saying you shouldn't have anyone at your crib for Thanksgiving. But my question to you is, they've closed the schools in New York City, and not that anyone anywhere else cares about that, but we live here, so we might as well just say it. They've closed the schools. So how far behind do you think are the gyms? You know what I mean? They're just going to shut everything.
Right there. I'm telling you, a couple more weeks. You know, I give it – and you know, and this is what everybody says, and you can listen. You either listen to people, you believe them. Everybody has their own lives to live. It is what it is. But, you know, they're all saying – they're all trying to sell you now, Scotty, that – you know, next week they don't want going to your family or whatever for Thanksgiving because they think that's going to cause an even bigger spike when everybody gets together for Thanksgiving and families and things like that. I got a feeling by the second or third week in December, you're going to lose your gym. I think that that's when you're going to lose it.
Oh, God. No basketball.
Sorry. I think you're going to lose it.
And no gym. I work out. I box. I kickbox. I lift. I swim. And then I train in basketball a couple of days a week, where I go and grind with my boy Robbie Clutch. And then I play on Saturdays and Sundays. I play, you know, full on violence. And now all that's going to be taken away from me. And that's just, selfishly speaking, that's just devastating for me. I just, because I'm old and I'll fall out of shape fast. And I mean, just be a mess. I remember when they shut him down the first time, and then I went back to play basketball after it was shut down for several months, right? And then I went back to playing, and the first day I went and played, I just tore my toes up with blisters, just tore them up. I mean, I must have had 7 blisters, and I want no part of that, because when you play every day and you play every week, you don't have those problems. When you're constantly playing, you get in game shape, and your feet and all the rest, everything's just perfect. And then when you don't play, all that comes back to haunt you. So I don't know how many more times I can do that. Shut it down, start it up, shut it down. The whole time that it was shut down, I just played in my driveway. And it just is not fulfilling. It's just not, I don't have a giant driveway. I have a small, thin, I mean, I have a very long driveway on a hill, but I just at the top is where I can play. And it's only, you know, it's like a half court. And it's, I can barely go to the left because the yard and the fence are right there. And then to the right, I'm good. But if I go too far right, that's where Boston drops cable everywhere. I can't go in there and step in that squeegee. So my driveway basketball is just, it's just not fulfilling enough for me. It's not good enough. So I'm very upset about it. If they shut down the gyms, you know, what's funny to me. I heard all these chicks, like, with their kids, you know, when they close the schools in New York City, you see all the women complaining. They're like, why don't you close the gyms and the restaurants and bars? Because they still let them go to the restaurants and bars up till 10 o'clock, right? You can still go to happy hour and get hammered, and you can go have dinner between 7 and 10 and get out of there. You're good. But these women are very angry about the schools being closed for their kiddies, not being able to go to school. Meanwhile, private schools and Catholic schools are open, but not the public schools, right? So you know they're going to follow that in Jersey, and you know they're going to close the gyms, and you know they're going to close everything. They're going to shut down bars and restaurants and gyms. You know what's going to happen? 90% of them are going to go under. I mean, they're going under this time, because the first time, if they survived the first wave of COVID and the shutdown for 6 months, whatever it was about 6 months, wasn't it? And now they've been open for about 3 months. So I think if they shut it down again, which I think they're doing right now, obviously they're in the process of shutting down everything all over the country. People are going to lose their minds. And anyone that owns a bar, restaurant, or a gym, they're going broke. They're going under. That's that. They're not going to survive. There's no way they're surviving a second wave of this. And it's just basically the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it. Remember that REM song?
It's a great tune. Great tune.
Great band. They were a great band. I think they're still together, those guys. How about that band and Pearl Jam, how long they've lasted? You know what I mean?
Yes. REM been around a touch longer than Pearl Jam, because REM had a bunch of stuff in the mid to late 80s. But Pearl Jam, yeah, both a lot of longevity between those two bands, Scotty.
I see your boy Mark Sanchez is advising Sam Darnold to move on. Might be time to move on. Great
That's
advice coming
advice
from Mark.
Mark. Yeah, well, you want Mark in there to give you his 2 cents. Jeez.
It looks like Teddy Bridgewater is not going to play in that game on Sunday. I hope he does against Stafford, but more and more it looks like he's not going to play.
And it seems like Stafford is going to play and that Bridgewater is not going to play. That's kind of where it's all trending.
Maybe.
Are you ready for P.J. Walker? Scott, who do you want to start there? P.J. Walker or Will Greer? What do you want to put behind center for the Panthers on Sunday?
pounce on the Lions if the if that's what the deal is. You got to pounce on the Lions, even though they suck. Can you imagine pouncing on the Lions ever in any game ever, and like thinking you got it all in the bag with that lousy team? All right, so Tulsa won tonight, 30-24, in double overtime over Tulane. I got it at 6, so I pushed with Tulane on the spread side, hit the money line. And then tomorrow, you've got UAB, UTEP canceled already, so there's 4 games. Cuse in Louisville, Louisville laying 19, Purdue at Minnesota, Purdue laying 2.5. And Minnesota's 1-3, they're awful. Florida Atlantic, 4-1, laying 33 to UMass, they're 0-2. That game's in Boca. And then New Mexico Air Force. New Mexico's been living in a hotel in Vegas. Now I think they've moved to Arizona, and they're going to stay there now because all their games are close to there in the next 5 weeks. And Air Force laying 7.5. In those games, I'm going Air Force win, New Mexico cover. I got them at 9.5. I'm going FAU laying. I'm going Purdue and laying 2.5. And I got Louisville winning, but I'll take the 19 with Cuse. All right, Indiana, Ohio State on Saturday. Look, I think Ohio State will beat them. I want Indiana to win more than life itself, more than oxygen, more than water. I don't need food or anything. I just need Indiana to beat Ohio State. I would love to see it, but I don't think I will in my lifetime. But I would love it. I'd freak out. I'll run naked down my street if Indiana upsets Ohio State, but I'll take the 20.5. I like Clemson to win, laying 35.5. Not going to do it for me, though. I'll take Florida State with the number with the 35.5. Clemson wins, Florida State covers. I like Florida over Vandy, and I'm laying that fat 31 spot. Coastal Carolina laying 5.5. I like Coastal to win, but I like Appalachian State to cover the 5.5. I got Memphis winning, but I'll take Stephen F. Austin and 30.5 against Memphis on the road. Stephen F. Austin will lose, but they got a good football team. They mean business. They're 6-3. I think they can cover the number. Nebraska wins, but I got Illinois covering the 15.5. Now, Carver High, I'm not going to do all these little dinky games. I just can't do it.
Forget the dinky games. Forget this stuff. Look, get to the big stuff. Get to the big guys.
Stay focused. Arkansas, I'm taking the 2.5 over LSU. They postponed or canceled Michigan State, Maryland, Wake and Duke, Houston, SMU, Charlotte, and Marshall, all axed.
I saw another game get to the list tonight, too. I'll get it to you now.
All right. Let's see. Western Kentucky and Florida International. I could have sworn Western Kentucky. I'm looking for the game. Oh, yeah, I did. Western Kentucky wins Florida International. I'm taking the 7.5.
So the canceled game tonight was San Jose State. Fresno State has been canceled on Saturday.
Okay, I was on San Jose State in that game, laying 2.5. All right, BYU and North Alabama. I got BYU winning, but I took North Alabama, believe it or not, in 47.5. I know they're awful. I know BYU's 8-0. Are they really going to just stick a knife in them and humiliate them and ruin them and like, here, come play us, and we'll beat your ass by 60. Is that really what they're going to do to them? Because I don't see it. I think the Mormons are going to treat them better than that on the holiday weekend. And I think I'll take the 47.5. All right, what else? Texas, San Antonio, and Southern Miss. I got Texas, San Antonio winning. I'll take Southern Miss and the 9 spot. I got them at 7.5. It's creeped up to 9 now. I got UCF in that 6 from Cincinnati. I think UCF wins outright. I got Wisconsin. I'm laying 7.5 against Northwestern in Evanston. I got Oregon winning, UCLA covering the 17. I got Iowa laying 2.5 at Penn State. I got Nevada getting 1.5 from San Diego State. Don't hate me down in San Diego because I don't bet with my heart. I love San Diego, my favorite place in the world, but I'm not betting on them, even though I think they can beat Nevada. Nevada's 4-0, San Diego State's 3-1. Should be a game in the Mountain West. I think that's the game that CBS is going to air with Nestler and Danielson. Cal and Oregon State. Let's see what I got here, if I can find it. Cal and Oregon State. I should have had that game on the board. Like, I got to look down at all the picks because I got them everywhere, all over the place. Cal and Oregon State. You know what I think I did? I can't believe I can't find it, which is that's the real story, that I cannot find that game. Oh, there it is. I got Cal winning, and I got Oregon State with the number. I got it at 6. It's down to 3.5 because everybody pounced on it when it was 6. The Ole Miss A&M game postponed. Texas, Kansas postponed. Alabama, I'll take the 31 against Kentucky. I'll take the points. Alabama wins. Kentucky covers. Iowa State laying 11 to Kansas State. I got Iowa State winning, Kansas State covering. I got Virginia winning, but I'll take Abilene Christian in 39.5. Pitt and Va Tech. I actually went high risk here and took Pitt in 3.5. Pitt to win outright at home. Let's see. UNLV Colorado State canceled. Monroe Louisiana Tech canceled. Tennessee Auburn. I got Auburn laying 10.5. Mississippi State, Georgia. I got Georgia winning, but Mississippi State covering the 25. I got Oklahoma winning. I'll take 7 with Oklahoma State. I got it at 7.5. Liberty and NC State. I got Liberty. I'm taking Liberty to win again. Getting 3.5, winning outright. Missouri, I'm taking laying 6 at South Carolina. They fired Muschamp. They got nothing but problems. I'll take Missouri. Michigan Rutgers, I'm taking Michigan on the road. And laying 7.5. Arizona, Washington. Washington is laying 11. I got 11.5. I'll take Arizona and the 11.5. Washington wins on the money line. Navy, USF, postponed. Georgia Tech, Miami, postponed. I was all over to Canes there. But I think I took, even though the game's canceled, what does it matter? I had Georgia Tech in the points. Arizona State, Colorado canceled. USC, Utah, I'm taking Utah. +3 to win outright. Stanford, Washington State. I think I got to come back and tell you what I took. I can't find it. I've run out of time. I took Washington State to upset Stanford outright, getting the 2 and winning in Palo Alto. Screw them, Stanford. And then Boise, I'm laying 14 against Hawaii. That was all of the college plays. And then pros, I just hit Seattle for you. Cover to win on the money line and laying the 2.5. Cover. And then on Sunday, I'm on the Steelers. I'm laying Pats to win at Texans, laying 2. Browns laying 3 against the Eagles. I'm on the Saints to win. Falcons plus the points. I got them at 4.5. I got the Bengals at 1.5 winning at D.C. against Washington. I got I went Carolina to win. Lions +3 when it opened. Now Detroit's laying 2 and Carolina does have a quarterback. I would be inclined to take Detroit and lay it. And I'll go Ravens win, Titans cover. I got them at 6. So I middle that one. I got the Dolphins winning in Denver, laying 3. It's now 3.5. I got the Chargers winning and Jets getting 9.5 middle. Colts winning, laying 1.5 against the Packers. I got the Vikings winning, laying. But when it opened, I got Cowboys at 9. So I'll still take that. Vikes win, Cowboys cover the 9, and then Chiefs win, and I'll take the Raiders in the 8 spot on the Sunday night game. And then Monday night, Rams, Bucks, I'm going to go Bucks. I got them at 3. It's at 4 now. So I'll take the Bucks to win that one and lay it. So anyway, I'm not going to see it till December 1st, as I mentioned earlier in the show. Carver High is going to be doing the show tomorrow night. Mafia Carver High will do the radio show next week. Keith Irizarry will do the Coast to Coast tomorrow, Friday, then Monday through Wednesday he'll do it as well. Thursday and Friday, special programming on Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday. In-game live on Thursday, Friday. They're going to have best ofs. You guys have a kick-ass Thanksgiving, everybody. I love you guys. Sports Grid, get on the grid, baby. Shake out.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.